On Morgan's AM, US stocks rebound after three straight days of losses. Fed Reserve hints at considering tapering its asset purchase programs.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US stocks rose on Thursday, rebounding from three straight days of losses as technology shares staged a comeback, while the latest jobless claims totaling a fresh pandemic-era low also boosted sentiment. The Dow Jones rose 188 points or 0.6%. The S&P 500 gained nearly 1.1%, with tech being the biggest gainer among 11 sectors. The Nasdaq climbed 1.8% as Microsoft, Facebook and Alphabet all gained more than 1%. Netflix and Apple rallied more than 2% each. Tesla, chip stocks and other speculative parts of the market, which took a big hit in the previous session, bounced back on Thursday amid a recovery in Bitcoin prices. The number of first-time claims on unemployment benefits for the week ended May 15 came in at 444,000, the lowest since March 14, 2020, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones had been expecting 452,000 new claims. Investors also digested the Federal Reserve's minutes from April that hinted at considering tapering its asset purchase programs in upcoming meetings. A number of participants suggested that if the economy continues to make rapid progress towards the committee's goals, it might be appropriate at some point in upcoming meetings to begin discussing a plan for adjusting the pace of asset purchases, the Fed minutes said. European stocks closed higher Thursday as investor appetite for riskier assets returned after a wave of selling in the previous session. The Pan-European Stock 600 ended Thursday's session up by about 1.2% provisionally, with autos jumping 1.8% to lead gains as almost all sectors and major bourses ended in positive territory. Germany's DAX gained 1.7%, while France's CAC rose 1.29%. London's FTSE 100 gained 1%. Earnings came from EasyJet, Kingfisher, National Grid, Royal Mail, Manchester United and Kinetic. EasyJet posted a first half loss of £701 million and vowed to fly 15% of its pre-pandemic schedule in the third quarter as travel restrictions eased between the UK and Europe. Shares were down 2%. Base metals were mostly stronger. Copper rose 0.55%, nickel gained 0.09%, aluminium rose 1.15%, while zinc lost 0.05%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell further, down 2% to $211.85 a metric tonne. Gold hovered on Thursday close to a more than four-month peak it scaled in the previous session, fueled by a dip in the dollar and US yields as investors shrugged off the Federal Reserve hints on possible tapering of economic support measures. US gold futures settled little changed at $1,881.90. Oil prices fell more than 2% and were on track for a third day of losses on Thursday after diplomats said progress was made towards a deal to lift sanctions on Iran, which could boost crude supply. Brent crude fell $1.55 or 2.3% to settle at $65.11 a barrel. WTI fell $1.31 or 2% to settle at $62.05 a barrel. US Treasury yields fell on Thursday as investors digested comments from the US Federal Reserve suggesting it might taper its asset purchases if the economy continues to recover rapidly. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note dropped roughly 5 basis points to 1.64% in afternoon trading. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond fell to 2.343%. The Australian dollar is buying around 77.73 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.